Thanks for taking time out of listening to True Crime Podcast to give us a listen. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
We wanted to know this morning what topic does one of your kids know just seemingly everything about? They could do a speech easily.
Yeah. Oh. Michaela in Des Moines said when her daughter was 5 or 6, she was obsessed with John Travolta. Started with Grease, then the Look Who's Talking movie, Saturday Night Fever, anything with John Travolta.
That's funny.
I love that kind of obscure stuff or not right for their age stuff. Yeah. Oh, I live for that.
That's funny. That's good. Rachel on the phone in Marshalltown. Rachel is 15. Who told you to call us, Rachel?
My mom.
Your mom?
She does what her mom says.
Did she tell you why?
Well, I don't know. I guess she just thought, I have 4 kids. Yes, is an expert at robotics. My second youngest, Rachel. So she's like, Rachel, text me when you're done. I'm like, what? She's like, call. You're an expert.
You remember that the next time she tries to tell you you don't know something.
So you're an expert in robotics?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
When I was young, I got into a robotics club, and it just clicked for me. Something about it just made me feel like, wow, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. My goodness.
Have you made robots?
Yeah. I've started with Vex IQ, and I got really good into that. Now I'm doing just normal Vex in the high school. And yeah, we made it to state with a bound of luck.
Wow.
And I know how to make a few mechanisms, such as a flywheel. It's where you do, like, different gear ratios from smallest to largest or largest to smallest, and different ways go faster, different ways go slower, depends on how much torque you have.
You're saying things like torque and gear ratio and Vex. And Kurt is like, I don't understand.
I've been putting this all into Google Translate right now.
What's the scariest thing you can tell us about the future in robotics? It's going to terrify all of us right now.
The scariest thing? But I don't think there's anything scary about robotics except when you reach your hand in there and the robot's moving and you just injure yourself that much with my hand.
Okay.
That's scary. That is scary.
And it just crashes.
Okay. So whatever you do.
Also cutting. Yeah. You cut pieces.
Uh-huh.
And we had a piece, we were actually grinding something, and Ms. Taylor, our coach, came over and she almost got hit by the piece we were grinding because it flew across the room.
Okay.
Safety glasses.
Okay. So it's just normal stuff that you could get hurt by. All right. They're not taking over the world in your world yet, right?
Oh, no. I don't want robots to take over the world, no.
Okay. Right. And this is coming from an expert.
Yes. That's good. All right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Rachel. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
We're all in favor of putting the phone down. Unless you need to call Star 102.5 first. 515-280-1025.